President of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Bob McCann from Victoria, Texas, was one of those who has dealt with dry conditions the past couple of years, but he told me things have been a bit better this year in his area of the state.
We're having a little bit of relief. We've had some rain. We had a rough spring and a rough winter, and I would say that numbers and expansion is not really in full mode yet, but we think there's a lot of folks that are kind of thinking about it. If we can have a good fall, I think we'll kind of be back going again strong. But there certainly are still other places around the country and out west and certain pockets in Colorado and Kansas that are still suffering. So we're not out of the woods yet.
But the latest report does show the state of Texas dropped some this past week, going from 24% to 31% of the poor to very poor category. As a matter of fact, USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey notes conditions this past week did deteriorate across the country.
For the first time, we've fallen below 50% good to excellent, and that number is now at 48% good to excellent. Meanwhile, the percentage of pastures and range rated very poor to poor, climbing from 18 to 20%.
Now, the state with the worst conditions continues to be California, now at 71% in the poor to very poor category. Other states are seeing a drop in conditions, too, including Alabama, going from 11 to 17%. But Rippey says it's normal this time of the year to see some deterioration.
But even amid this pattern here, we are seeing some areas that are still improving. South Carolina, we've seen some significant improvement, going from 26 to 17% very poor to poor.
But as Bob McCann said, it would sure be nice to see some consistency with good rains across the country.
You know, if we get the good market and good weather year all at once, it'd be great. But it doesn't usually happen that way.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.